Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman is pressing for a broader, more robust approach to preventing veteran suicides, according to KRK News. Bozeman spoke to Department of Veteran Affairs officials in a hearing yesterday for the organization to develop a more complete picture of veteran suicide factors through increased data gathering. Bozeman introduced the Not Just a Number Act back in March. The act would allow the VA to conduct additional veteran suicide outreach. In Arkansas, two major airports are pushing back against a federal proposal to add additional daily flights at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, arguing any changes would risk services for the state's residents. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the bill in Hillary Clinton National Airport. In Northwest Arkansas National Airport have joined a growing group opposing the Direct Capital Access Act, which would add 56 daily flights to Washington, D.C. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.
Greenway is partnering with local food banks for our fifth annual Food Bank Backpack Program fundraiser. These programs send healthy food home with kids facing food insecurity so they can go to school ready to learn. A $10 donation provides a child with up to 40 meals. And that's not all. Two lucky participants will win one of Jason Aldean's personal John Deere Gators. To donate, text GO BACKPACK to 44321 or visit any of our 32 Greenway locations.